Salutations, Mets fans. Welcome to this week's edition of Amazing Avenue Audio, the official podcast of your SB Nation New York Mets site, Amazing Avenue. I'm your host, Jeffrey Paternostro. With me this week is Steve Stippa. Steve, tomorrow, Will Ferrell will play 9 different positions in 5 different spring training games, probably to promote a movie I've never heard of, but in that spirit, which Met would you like to see play all 9 positions in a spring training game?
Gotta be Lucas Duda.
Totally reasonable choice.
Yep, I mean, we know he could definitely play outfield, so
yes,
it's completely reasonable to think that he would just be, you know, as good in the infield as well, so.
I'm glad you didn't pick Bartolo Colon, since there was the, I think it would be very entertaining. We already had the fan shot, or fan post on the site about him playing all 9 positions at once.
That's right.
And just feeling one, playing one after the other just wouldn't compare. I am going to go, unsurprisingly, with Cesar Puello. He has to show off his versatility, I think, to make this team. And what better way to do it than, by playing all 9 positions in one game?
Well, he has the arm to pitch.
Yes, and to catch. And he has let us play everywhere, I think. Better than, say, I don't know, Eric Campbell, perhaps.
Well, he'd get his at-bat stolen from him somehow, even if he was playing every position, so.
As a follow-up, who would be the best, if you had to make a team in sort of that Bartolo Colon, team of 9 Bartolo Colon spirit, who would be the best Met to sort of clone and have play all 9 positions?
I guess the default answer would be David Wright, because he's David Wright, but that's boring. I'm not really sure.
I think I'm leaning Juan Lagares, since he came up as a shortstop and is a very good center fielder. You would think he could pretty much fake the other, he'd be good enough at the other 7 positions.
Yeah, I was actually thinking DeGrom also, because he was, you know, former shortstop and everything.
Sure. He'd probably be a better pitcher than Lagares. We don't know what Lagares' arm situation is right now, which we'll get into since this is the outfield preview episode. It is also episode 107 of Amazing Avenue Audio. We haven't really been naming the podcast recently. I'll name them in the, like, the little write-up for the episodes at Blog Talk and Amazing Avenue. But I guess we'll officially name this podcast on sort of the heels of episode 105, which is the Jeffrey promises not to tell the story of his Shingo's Takatsu story again. Episode 107 will be Jeffrey will tell the story of how he named his dog again edition.
Sounds good.
Tying in with the 2007 season. I have a dog named Bendy Chavez. And it comes out of the 2007 season, not the 2006 season. And it's actually not because of the drag bun at Colorado, which I think is a Mets classic. I mean, the bar for that is very low, obviously. But feels like the type of game that would be a Mets classic on SNY. All I know is every time I see a Mets classic on SNY, it's that terrible game against the Cubs where they came back at the very end, but started like Julio Franco at third and like Ruben Cote and like David Newhan in the actual lineup. So I always catch the beginning of it, see it, and just like wait for sort of Keith to do his bit where he does the defensive position. Like, I don't need to watch this anymore. I didn't actually see it at the time either because I was driving to Virginia for a wedding. I just remember checking my phone at, like, a gas station after they'd been down all game and then seeing that they won. But still no desire to sit through 8 innings of David Newhan, Julio Franco, and Ruben Cote.
Not many people do. I don't blame you.
But the reason my dog is named Eddie Chavez, and I feel like I've told this story multiple times on the podcast, is we got that dog in August of 2007, shortly after I moved in with my now wife. She's always been a dog person. I always grew up with cats. We actually already had a dog at that point. We got a couple months earlier, which also is a funny story related to its name, but not Mets related. I probably also told that in the podcast. Yeah, what the fuck? I'll tell it again. So we were at this, our local watering hole. And it was nominally a sports bar. The thing I liked about it is they had, at least back in 2007-ish, all their imported bottles were $4, no matter what they were. And they had a very good selection of, like, Sam Smith. So for $4, you can't really beat that, so we'd go there a lot. But they were nominally a sports bar, and they did a thing where they had, like, old newspaper clippings and blown-up, like, 80s Topps cards on the wall. And my wife, who was a bit of a lightweight, had a few drinks. And we were sitting at a table, whatever, with some friends, and she noticed a Dan Quisenberry card on the wall, and we were about to get a dog. And she's like, we should name our dog Quisenberry. And I'm like, okay, done. So then our dog was named Quiz, after Dan Quisenberry.
Not too many dogs are named Quisenberry. So.
No. I mean, the dog's name technically is Quisenberry. We call it Quiz.
Easier that way.
Yes.
Especially to explain to other people who would have no clue what's going on.
But as for my dog, Andy Chavez, I was sitting... It was a Thursday. I remember it was a Thursday. I could probably find the game on Baseball Reference. I know we've talked about it before. But it was a game where they brought Billy Wagner in to get a 2-inning save, and he ended up blowing the game. But before that, the Mets had like a... It was like the sort of 2007 Mets-Phillies game where the Mets got out to an early lead, didn't really add to it. The Phillies clawed their way back in, took the lead late. But in this one, the Mets actually came back to retake the lead. I was listening on my, like, giant radio that I had at the time. It was one of those, like, 5 CD changers that you would get in the late 90s before you went to college. But it also had a radio in it. I was listening to WFAN on that ridiculous stereo system. And I think Andy Chavez got the tying hit in that game. Marlon Anderson put them ahead. Like I said, it was a 2007 Mets game. But right before Andy Chavez got the game tying hit, we're going to pick up our dog from the rescue group that night. Like, if Andy Chavez gets an RBI here, or gets a hit, I'm naming our dog Andy Chavez. And then he did. So our dog is named Andy Chavez.
And would that have applied to any other Met who might have gotten an RBI?
It did just happen to be Andy Chavez. I suppose that's possible. My dog could be named Marlon Anderson. Julio Franco, yeah. I guess the rule is they're supposed to, like, name them... It's supposed to be like 2 syllables that ends in a vowel. Because they're able to understand their name better if that's the case. I read that in a book. When we were getting dogs, I had to read books about dogs. Like, know nothing about dogs.
If you read it in a book, it can't be not true.
Yeah. I know slightly more about the New York Mets, which is the actual subject of this podcast. And this is our Outfield Avenue preview. Outfield Avenue audio preview. Before we get to that, we'll talk about early spring training impressions, which will mostly be us gushing over Matt Harvey and Noah Syndergaard. Later in the show, Liz Rocher of The Good Fight will come on to help us preview the 2015 Philly season. And even later in the show, we'll answer a bunch of your emails and do our weekly IFK Gothenburg update. But before all of that, Steve, we have breaking news on the podcast.
Uh-oh.
It's only breaking news because I forgot to mention it last week, but there is a used Mero Petit bobblehead. It's on eBay.
Should I assume that you have the current winning bid for it?
I don't. So the first used Mero Petit bobblehead that went up on eBay. So I guess there's some bobblehead company put out a bunch of every single Giants player with like the World Series trophy. One of those Giants players, of course, is used Mero Petit. And I saw this pop up on the eBay. I hadn't searched for used Mero Petit bobblehead recently. As longtime listeners will know, the used Mero Petit St. Lucie Mets bobblehead is one of my white whales. So just, you can't find it. But this popped up. I'm like, all right, I'm going to bid for this. I wanted to get a new bobblehead anyway. I'm about due. My desk at work currently has Miguel Sano, Tsuyoshi Shinjo, Frank Viola, Savannah Sandnats, and the Blue Jays' R.A. Dickey.
Not a bad team.
No, I think it's a good collection of bobbleheads. But I wanted to get a new one. So I happened to search for it and found the... Like, all right, at the time, there were a few days left on the auction. It was like $19. I'm like, all right, I'll go like 25. So I bid 25. Wasn't the high bidder. Bid 30 wasn't the high bidder. Bid 35 wasn't the high bidder. I'm like, all right, what